Hey, it's been a while. Yeah, like almost 2 weeks, I think, since my last episode. Hey, well, you know, I'm busy. What can I tell you? I knew this was going to happen. So in that regard, you know, what are you going to do? I'm doing the best that I can. Hopefully you had a nice, did I even talk to you guys around Thanksgiving-ish? Hopefully you had some nice turkey. If you celebrate that holiday, that's cool. We do. We have it at my house. So it's kind of fun. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun too, because everybody's at the house. And then when we're all done, we can just kind of crash and don't have to drive home. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, I hope everyone's been good. Today, I kind of wanted to talk about music stuff. So I've been kind of, neglectful with regard to music of late. Not in the sense that, you know, I have tons of music still out and all that kind of stuff, but I kind of wanted to touch on a few things, you know, and maybe demystify a few things. I've had some people reach out to me asking for some help on things, you know, like how to get started, what distributors to use, things like that. So I'm going to go through kind of a basic rundown of some of that stuff, you know, just to get started. And then we'll get into like the Wrapped piece of Spotify from this past year. And I'll kind of give you my thoughts on that whole thing and where I think I fall into or what category I might fall into or however that played out for me and what I think of it or how I'm choosing to interpret the data. Because it's kind of a weird, well, let's wait. We'll get into that in a minute. Let's start off with distributors. So if you're going to put out music, like anybody can do this now, there's a barrage of music distributors that are available to us all right now from an independent artist standpoint. I've used a few, I think like three, maybe four, in my career so far. So there's, let's just list them. Let me do a search here. So Amuse, I used Amuse. No, I had a conversation with Amuse. They wanted to buy my whole catalog. Kind of weird. Didn't pan out though. So anyway, Amuse, DistroKid. I have tons of stuff out on DistroKid, CD Baby, TuneCore, Ditto, Record Union, Spinning Up, AWOL. Damn, there's a lot of them in here. I don't see Dash Go. Weird. I wonder if that's because you have to be invited to that one. United Masters, Level. Wow, there's a lot of them here. I don't know. My point is, I guess there's a lot of choices out there to get started. And I'm sure all of these are fine. You know, I don't know what the specifics of them are. You'll have to take a look at them each yourself. I mean, literally just do a quick search for music distribution services and you'll find exactly what I just found. But I've honestly recommended DistroKid to a ton of people because it's a great place to start. You can, you know, it's really affordable to get going. I think for the long term, it's probably not optimal, but you can always move your stuff to a distributor later on. So I think honestly, just to get started, DistroKid's a great starting point. It's cheap, it's comprehensive, the services are good. I've been able to reach their support a number of times. They've done a number of things for me and I've transacted over $30,000 through them. So they absolutely pay you. There's no bullshit. It's a real distributor. And it's, you know, I think the lowest end plan is like $20 a year, maybe something like that, per artist or I don't know. They have a weird model. If you want to be a label, that's the only downside. So when I was researching or considering turning Lo-Fi Baby Records into something that I would go out and find other artists and sign people to, DistroKid's model was not really ideal for that. The way that you have to create artists with a combination of artists, I don't know, it was just kind of a weird, wasn't really designed to do it that way. But as an independent soloist, you know, your own band, whatever, it's a great way to do things. I've had a lot of success with them and I highly recommend them. Now, you know, about a year or so into my career here, whatever you want to call it, I had the opportunity to work. Well, I worked with a bunch of others through labels and stuff like that, but on my own, I solidified a deal with what was called Dash Go, but now I think it's Dash Go / Downtown. I don't know. They're kind of like rebranding to some degree. Yeah. So anyway, because of the fact that, and the reason I say invited, I mean, it's, I think it's open to anybody. I'm not entirely sure. But it's kind of a different model, and they're really primarily focused, at least from an A&R standpoint and a playlist standpoint, on like lo-fi, kind of chill jazz, hop, that kind of stuff. So a lot of the stuff that I release. So it made a lot of sense to go work with these guys because they deal specifically with one of the genres that I compose music in. So they have some really solid playlists on Apple that, you know, I've almost reached 1 million streams on Apple from last year working with these guys. They're awesome. You know, it's really been an excellent experience. I mean, that said, you know, there's no replacing the kind of money that I was making at Spotify. You know, what are you going to do? You know, I had a song that was tracking like 15,000 plays, a day. It was crazy. You know, it was really, for a time there, it was really doing something pretty magical. Isn't that magical, Fiona? Yeah. So that, but you know, what are you going to do? Looks like, you know, I'm right in the 1,300 to 1,400 a day on Apple, which is, I mean, that's outstanding because I really have almost nothing on Spotify at this point. It's really, you know, what are you going to do? They showed me some love for about a year and a half, 2 years, and then that was the end of it, unfortunately. So what are you going to do? But yeah, I mean, I'm on 5 different playlists, 4 of which I think, it's hard to say. I'm not sure what these are. Yeah, it's kind of tough to tell. I mean, Apple Music isn't awesome, and some of the trending reports that you get from your distributors, they're not amazing in terms of, you know, what. I don't know why they don't tell you more. It's kind of a weird thing. But yeah, I don't know. Kind of weird. I guess you can look at all of them, but yeah, it's kind of you almost need your own way of doing your own analysis on this, because the distributors, I mean, they give you raw streams and all that, but until you get the reports, like, actually, I don't think I've even downloaded a report from DashGo. So I don't really know what their stuff looks like, but DistroKid, I was able to get one of the monthly summaries from like a bank statement, and it shows the breakdown of everything in excruciating detail. And then you can put it into a spreadsheet and sort it and do other things to it to make it kind of legible and discernible. But I guess the point is, you don't really have to worry too much about that stuff at the beginning. And again, I've moved music around 3 times so far in the last few years. Like, one, because I was on a distributor that kicked me out because they kicked everybody out except their top performers, and I wasn't a top performer. So I had to move all my stuff. I moved it from there to DistroKid, and I have moved stuff from DistroKid to DashGo. And that's all worked fine. You know, I mean, if you have UPC numbers and things like that, it's not a big deal. Everything transfers, all the streams come across with it. I even changed artist names. So I changed, I used to have an artist called Solar Cities that was like synthwave, retrowave, vaporwave kind of stuff. Like my 80s redo kind of music. And trying to build an artist is, you know, so if you're at the start of this is relevant to you. Trying to build an artist is really difficult, right? Trying to get people to go to your page and stream your music, it's not really easy to do. This is, you know, it takes time and it takes luck and all these other things, and promotion and perseverance and blah, 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 right? All this bullshit that you hear from everybody. So, you know, the Garrett Michael Conklin profile as an artist and as a search and things like that in Google, you know, that's a fairly well-known, it's established, you can find it. Tons of pages come up if you search that. So I had all this great music that I put out on Solar Cities, and it had like 10 views, you know, like nothing. So I just moved it all inside of DistroKid. I changed the artist to Garrett Michael Conklin. And, you know, disclaimer, be careful with this stuff because it could fuck everything up, you know. But in this case, I didn't really care because this music wasn't being listened to anyway. So what's the difference? It's been like a year since I put it out. So I just went in and made an edit to the albums and changed the name from Solar Cities to Garrett Michael Conklin. And lo and behold, like 3 weeks later, it's all on my Garrett Michael Conklin profile, and everything's good. Now, of course, there's some artifacts that remain out there where you can find solar cities, and then there's dead links and things like that. So there is, you know, to some degree a repercussion to doing that. But again, who am I to, you know, I'm a tiny little nothing. People don't know who I am. It's not like it's a big deal. If you can't find something or it's a broken link or something like that, it's not impacting me at all. As I said, this stuff wasn't really being listened to anyway. So who is searching for it? Yeah, nobody. So the good thing is, you know, it works. So you can have confidence in that. But, you know, as with everything else, and they have a disclaimer when you do this too, it says, be careful. You know, we're not responsible for lost streams or, you know, incorrect band, stream count, number count, you know, all that, placements on playlist, all that kind of stuff. But honestly, I've not had any problems. Everything that I have moved around has moved fine. So, you know, big props out to the distributors out there for doing a good job on, you know, servicing all of these endpoints and these platforms. I'm sure that's kind of a pain in the ass from a development standpoint, because I'm sure they're all different. So in any event, that works pretty well. My overall recommendation, though, quite honestly, it hasn't changed from what I said to begin with, is DistroKid. That's a great, it's a great platform to get started on. And like I said, I've been on it for like 3 years now, and I still have probably the majority of my music is on DistroKid. They don't take any kind of cut of anything. You just pay for the subscription tier that you're in. So if you're a basic artist, let me actually look this up and then I'll give you the real information. Okay. So yeah, it's the same. Wow. They haven't really changed this since I started. So good for them. So I'm at the second tier. So the first tier is musician. It's $20 a year for one artist or band name, and you get unlimited songs, unlimited lyrics, Spotify verified checkmark, obviously collect team earnings if you're doing compilations and things like that. And then again, it's one artist or band. So that's what I started with. I was just Garrett Michael Conklin, and that's what I started with. Now I have, like I said, I have a few other artists, so I expanded it to the $35.99 per year, because I have 13 Ohms, Solar Cities, Garrett. I had a bunch of stuff going on, but it's the same thing. It's just you get customizable label name. So, you know, customizable release date, customizable pre-order date. So, I mean, it's kind of worth it to me to have some of these additional features, even beyond needing two artists or more. And then you can go to a label level, which is $80 a year, and it's five artists. And then it kind of tiers from there. So if you have, it's $79.99 for five artists, and then keeps going up incrementally from there as you add like another range of artists. Yeah, it's kind of like a no frills, you know. I mean, there's not a lot here. They have some goodies and some other stuff that honestly, I didn't really use any of this additional stuff that was on here. It wasn't really all that great. They had like a promotional platform and some other internal stuff that was just a big, like, you follow me, I follow you kind of nonsense thing that did nothing. But so none of these distributors really, you know, unless they monitor, curate their own playlists, none of these guys really do much for you in terms of building you out as an artist. That's really something you have to figure out how to do on your own through social media and other types of campaigning and communications and things like that. But, you know, for $20 a year, or even the $36 a year, I mean, that's nothing over a 12-month period, right? That's exactly $3 a month, I think, right? Yeah, that's $3 a month for the musician plus. And I would highly recommend that if you're getting started. It really has everything that you need to get going and have a competitive release out there with anybody else that's on any kind of different distributor or more advanced distributor like Dashco, for example, that does, you know, things a little bit more. They just do things differently. So if you're listening out there and you're trying to get started and 2022 is your year, you know, you're just, you finally got the, you know, mustered up the courage to do this. DistroKid is a great starting point. You can't go wrong. You're not going to fuck it up. Their customer service is real people. They're in New York City. They reach out. It takes them a day or two, but they will get back to you. There's a good community there. It's easy to use. You know, I've never had any problems with them. And any times I've had any issues or reached out to support, a real person has gotten back to me in a reasonable amount of time. So that's really cool. Now that said, I mean, I have an actual contact at Dashco. So I have someone that's a rep for me that handles my particular stuff. But at the same time, they also get a cut of everything that I'm putting out through them. So there's a cost to everything, ladies and gentlemen. All All right. So as far as the distributor, there you go. That's what you get. That'll cover you for YouTube. I don't know if they have an option for SoundCloud. DashGo does, but I don't know if DistroKid will push to Spotify or to SoundCloud. I don't do that anyway. I don't honestly, maybe I'm missing the boat here. I never really had any luck or success on SoundCloud. And I always found their service to be a little expensive. So perhaps if you're already doing something on SoundCloud, it might make sense to look at their distribution platform as well. Because if you're already subscribing and paying for your account, if you have a pro account on SoundCloud, it might make sense for you just to release through them, through their distribution channel, because you're already paying something anyway. So I never got around to really putting any money or time into SoundCloud. Nothing ever jumped off for me there. But I will say this, if you have songs that are doing really well on SoundCloud, you really, really, really need to find a publisher and publish your music, because you are absolutely missing out on shit tons of money that's on the table. And again, I'm talking about, this is, it's a good thing to consider when you're getting started like this, but it's not critical. You can always go back and do this later. It's not critical to I would not suggest that you hold up a release trying to get yourself affiliated with a publishing company and all that stuff. Put your stuff out there, because none of this is going to matter for a while anyway, because you have to amass a lot of streams and a lot of plays before any of the publishing and the mechanical stuff comes into play from a monetary perspective. So it's important that, you know, you do this, but it's not the end of the world. I think I've mentioned this before, but, you know, I've had a few songs on that I've own the publishing to on SoundCloud that are, you know, multi-million, they have shitloads of streams, and they pay out pretty well. You know, you're looking at thousands of dollars for stuff like that. So I guess the takeaway is, if you have, you know, a measure or a degree of success on SoundCloud or any of these platforms that don't pay you directly for streams, like Pandora or iHeartRadio, all that stuff, if you're not publishing your music, you're not getting paid for that stuff. So it is important. But again, it's going to take you a solid year, unless you have some, you know, brilliant stroke of luck and all of a sudden you're viral and, you know, you have hundreds of millions of plays on some platform, which, again, keeping things in perspective, that's highly unlikely. It's a great thing to think about and wish for, but this is a much more of a long game kind of approach. It's going to take you years to build up an audience and get to a point where you have that kind of following. And I'll get to that in a minute, but I'll kind of explain to you why I say that the way that I'm saying it right now, because it's, in fact, very true. All right, so let's just get into it, shall we? We'll use Spotify just because they give pretty good metrics in their Spotify for Artists page, and that's where I had three songs sit on a really big editorial playlist for a couple of years. So if I look at this, I have no streams until, let's see. Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm kind of like creeping. Okay. My first stream was Thursday, November 1st, 2018. So yeah, we're going on a solid, yeah, it's 3 years. November 1st of 2021 would be 3 years. 2021. So yeah, I'm approaching my fourth year of this, and let me take you down the road to, let's see, what do I want to call this? The road to disappointment, I guess, but this will give you at least a glimpse into my reality and what I'm dealing with and going through from a musical standpoint, and why this is such a, I don't know, a back-breaking scenario or a heartbreaking scenario for me. So in any event, on November 1st, that was my first stream of all time. Then all of a sudden, oh, it's so hard to move this incrementally because it's like, there it is. December 28th. So I released a song on Christmas Day, December 25th of 2018. And on December 18th of 2018, I noticed, oh my gosh, look at all this. I could see the streams pouring in. I had 1,782 streams on December 28th. And it just kept on going. And by the time we got to the spring, I was getting 16,251 streams a day. And that perpetuated up and down with the ebb and flow of the editorial playlist until December 2nd of 2019. I must have released some other songs because I went up to 27,507 streams a day. And that just kept on going until, where are we here? There we go. January 4th of 2021, I went in one day from 21,540 streams to 3,267. And right now, I'm not even at 1,000 streams a day. It's like 950, 960. So in the course of a 3-year span, I went from nothing to something, and now I'm back to nothing. And if you could visualize this, it's like, you know, a flat line and then like this jagged, sharp curve up, and then another sharp curve up, and then a flat line, and then another sharp curve up, and then a long, you know, consistent effort, and then a huge drop, and then a perpetually flattening out kind of curve that now, you know, it's like under 1,000 streams a day. Now, granted, according to this, I've had 12,454,258 streams, but over the course of a 3-year period, you know, I'm watching some of these people put up numbers where they're doing 12, 15, 20, 30 million a year. You know, I did this over 3 years. So it's a very humbling reality, music, because I really felt like as I looked at this, growing on my page that, oh, wow, look, it's going up and then it plateaued. And then, oh, look, it went up and then it plateaued. So in January of this year, I was expecting fully that it was just going to crank up to the next line again. And in fact, it went the other way. And I still have, you know, and this is the thing that I hate about Spotify and why I'm so bitter. It's like, you know, what the fuck did they do that for? I was clearly making moves and I have released a song, at least 2 songs a month the entire year. At least. So I've put out another, at minimum, 24 tracks over the last year. And if you go out and read and do all your research and all this bullshit that they tell you to go out and do, it's like, oh, you know, release at least once every 3 months, do an album twice a year or at least once a year. You know, I'm like, dude, I've put out 3 albums last year and I put out 2 singles or more per month, month in and month out for the entire 2021 year. And all it's done is dropped. It's an absolute joke. I mean, I'm not saying 1,000 streams a month is nothing, but it's a far cry from 26 or 30,000 streams a day. And I have no inkling whatsoever. There's no information. There's no feedback loop. There's nothing from Spotify. You're just either on a playlist or you're not. And if you're not on an editorial playlist and you're already not an established artist, this is what you get. 12, 1500, 1,000, 800 streams a day. If you're, you know, and I guess I'm still lucky, but you know, fuck you, Spotify. I have no, how are you helping me? How are you doing anything for the indie artist? How is it there's something I'm going to be able to do? I don't even know why they dropped all 3 songs at the same time. What the hell was that? I had 3 songs going. That's what was making me these, you know, I had like a 10,000 streams per song. It wasn't a perfect breakout like that, but you know, roughly I had 3 songs for 30,000 streams a day and they were all on a big playlist. And you know, I would argue that it doesn't make any sense because they were strong. They were doing good numbers. There's no dips in this ever. It was kicking ass. And there's other artists that have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs on the same playlist. It's like, well, you know, what's the deal there? It's just such a bullshit thing. So what I'm trying to communicate to you is that you really got to figure out the most important thing with this is to figure out the social media piece. Cause that's the thing. The only thing that I can point to in my own career with this stuff is that I don't have any kind of social media presence. It's pretty dismal or abysmal. Yeah. Either way. You know, I got like 1,000 followers. I don't even have a big following on Spotify. And it really didn't go anywhere. I've got like 966 followers. I've had that for like 2.5 years. it goes up a little bit, but it's, you know, nothing substantial. But yeah, as soon as I dropped off those playlists, that was the end of it. So, I mean, quite frankly, I don't give a shit about Spotify at all at this point, because it's proven to me to be a completely unreliable source of any kind of measure of your success. So really, the only thing that I have going for me at this point is through the distribution that I have at DashGo, they have strong playlists over on Apple Music, and that's where I'm making all the progress, is in Apple land, not in Spotify. And, you know, again, I would argue that that is completely contingent upon the fact that I'm releasing stuff through a distributor that happens to like what I'm doing. It's very subjective. You know, we've had a lot of conversations, and they actually like the music that I'm releasing, which is a great thing. But that's the only reason it's on the playlists. And on its own, it would be doing nothing, because before I moved to them, I had a zero presence on Apple. So it's a weird thing. You can be very popular on one platform and be completely unknown on another. Very, very strange. And, you know, so look at me. I've been doing this for a little over three years now, and that's my story. So not to dissuade you or discourage anybody, just to share reality. You know, I thought I was doing everything right, and I was doing promoting and you know, all kinds of reach outs and communications with everybody and, you know, instant messaging and all these things that I've read and heard that everybody else is doing, and this is what you do and this is how it happens. And yeah, well, that it's still a bunch of horseshit, because what can I say to explain what happened here? I go from having, you know, and I'm not bitter. I know it probably sounds like I'm ranting and I'm bitter. I'm not. It's just, there's no answer. What actually happened here? I have no idea, other than the reality is they took me off their playlists. I don't know why they did that. Like I said, I've released, since that time, more than 25, 26 songs. And some of them were even pitched by the A&R and the representatives at DashGo. It wasn't even done by me. So it was like kind of label-like in a way. So I don't really know what the deal is there, but fuck you, Spotify. How about that? Big middle finger to you. This is not supporting an indie artist. This is not giving me the tools to grow and expand and build this into a meaningful, reasonable business. And the fact that they pay so little, you know, 12 million streams is, it paid me only $30,000 over 3 years. So I made 10 grand a year doing this. You can't live on that. I've argued that point 1,000 times. You know, I'm not looking to be rich and famous from this. I'm looking to make, fuck, at least minimum wage. I mean, shit, I spend way more than 40 hours a week doing this crap, week in and week out. So I don't, you know, I love doing it. That's why I'm able to and want to commit that much time to it. But nevertheless, I am committing the same amount of time that if I was putting that kind of time at a basic minimum wage bullshit job, I would be making more money in the minimum wage job than I do with music. And that's fucking unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable. And everything that I've read, they're still trying to drop the price even more. I mean, it's just, it's unreal. You know, and if you're just a listener out there and you bitch and moan about paying for music, fuck you. And I don't care if you never listen to me again, because listen to what I just said. I can't even make 10 grand a year doing this. A year. That's fucking ridiculous. So if you like the shit that I'm doing, but you don't want to pay for it, double middles to you, man. That's ridiculous. It's just complete bullshit. This is a viable business model that nobody's willing to pay for. It's complete horseshit. Complete horseshit. So yeah, that I am very bitter about, because, you know, fortunately I have another job and, you know, I make a living doing something else, but that's not the point. The point is that when you reach a certain level on this, you should be able to support yourself and your family and all that kind of stuff. You're not even close. You're not even making half of what minimum wage is. I mean, it's ridiculous. My 18-year-old daughter makes more at friggin' Home Depot an hour than I do composing music. And, you know, you could argue and say, well, your music's shit, Garrett. Well, you know, okay, fine. If you think that it's shit, then I guess. But that's not the case at all. You're telling me that 12.5 million streams is shit? I don't believe that. And again, that's only on, I have at least almost another million on Apple. And then there's all the other sites. So probably another million combined. So I'm probably closer to 14 million on every platform. And all I've made is 30 grand in a 3-year period of time. Now, I'm not complaining. I mean, it's great. It's just, you know, but it's not, again, it's not something that if you're getting started out, this is not something that all of a sudden you start making money doing. Very, very, very few people have that happen. And I'm certain that the few that have had that happen, there's some kind of connections or hookups in the back. It's just, this stuff doesn't happen like that. It really just doesn't. You know, like you can say, Billie Eilish. It's like, well, you know, her whole family is connected. Yeah. And, you know, countless times you hear these stories. It's like at the end of the line, you it's uncovered or it's revealed that, oh yeah, well, this person's the cousin of that person. And this person's that kid's son. It's like, yeah, no shit that worked out that way. I mean, how would it not have? You know, I mean, you already have the connection. So this business is weird, but if you're trying to grow it on your own, I'm just trying to share my reality. This may not be yours. You may have a completely different experience, and you may be wildly successful far sooner than I ever have been. But I would bet there's even more people out there that have been doing this even longer than I have that don't even have the little success that I'm complaining about to complain about or celebrate. So it's not that I have a negative attitude and I'm miserable and I'm a prick. It's that this is bullshit. I have busted my ass, put in the work, just like everybody says they're supposed to do. And the reality is sometimes this shit just doesn't work out. There is no guarantee in this. And I guess that's the real message, is that you better really love doing this and not have to worry about really anything else, because there's very little certainty in this game. You know, and as I look at my little measly bump here over from January 2019 to January 2021, that's probably going to be it for me. There's nothing on the horizon that makes me believe that all of a sudden something's going to jump off and all this shit's going to take off again. I'm not going to stop putting out music because I love doing it. And I enjoy creating music and playing the flugelhorn and the trumpet and guitar and bass and stuff like that. So I'm going to keep doing it because, you know, a lot of people say, well, if you're so miserable about it, why don't you just make music and not release it? Well, you know, I want to release it. I enjoy other people getting feedback. And, you know, one of the takeaways from this year is that, interestingly enough, even though I have not had, you know, any streams to speak of in 2021, I've had way more actual interaction with real people that really like my music and enjoy what I'm doing and save and listen and follow and share all the things that I'm doing. Now, yeah, it's a tiny number, but they're actual fans. They're real. I'm not just on some playlist where nobody gives a shit who I am, because that's very clear that nobody gave a shit about any of my songs that heard it on the playlist, because I have nothing to show for it now. I mean, if you could see what I'm seeing, it'd be easier to understand the drop. I mean, it's dramatic. Like I said, I mean, the only way I can explain it is from 27,000 to 3,000. I mean, it's, you know, it's a huge amount of people just, and it's tapered ever since. So the initial low point was 3,000. Like I said, right now it's like 700, 800, 900, somewhere in there, depending on the day I look at. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, I can look at the last 7 days. Yeah, the weekend is low and then it kind of peaks up again. And I just creep over, you know, 1,000 per day throughout the week. And then it just dips back down again. That's just how the whole the tide of listening to music is, kind of like a lull in the weekend. And it kind of gradually creeps up till about Wednesday or Thursday. And then by Friday, it's kind of turning back down again. And you hit a low point, usually on Sunday. At least that's what they look like for me. So yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want this to be discouraging or, you know, have anyone feel negative about any of this, but the reality is this is pretty uncertain from a success standpoint. It's hard to know where this is going to go. It really is. And that's what my last 3 years has looked like. I know everybody's sharing their last year, but the bigger picture is sometimes more digestible and gives you a better overall look of, you know, in terms of what's going on. So with that, you know, that's all I've got for today. I wanted to just touch on the music stuff a little bit and, you know, get back into it. It's been a few days since I did one of these and I'm just real busy right now. So what are you going to do? But as always, thanks for listening. And the next episode, I'll go through the podcast and, you know, where that went in 2021 and hopefully where it's going to go in 2022, because maybe this will be a new road for me. All right. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Bye.